Welcome. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Dr. Amjad Fatimi, who is the author of The Episode of Life, Consciousness, Creation, and the Universe. He is a chemist, a scholar of chemistry and of metaphysics, and he is here today to explain and introduce you to some concepts that I believe are very important concepts. So I want to welcome you, Amjad. Thank you very much for joining us, and appreciate you being on.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Susan.
So I understand that you are currently a chemistry professor. Is that right?
Yes, I am the retired.
Okay.
Which about several years, but I concentrated mostly on this writing.
Writing the book.
Yeah.
And how long did it take you to write the book?
Up to about 25 years took me to write it down to the stage of publishing.
And it's about 550 pages long, and it has a lot of different of the spiritual laws in it, which I found interesting to have them all in one place.
Thank you. Actually, it's briefly. I would like to say how I came up with this book.
Sure, please do.
A searching for truth and the meaning of life at the early stage in my journey at the life faced me to a forked road. One road was about to compromise with existing knowledge and dogmas that humanity has gained throughout of the three stages of knowledge. These three stages of knowledge are: one is general knowledge, which covers all the knowledge from the dawn of human civilization up to Renaissance, which mostly covers of dogmas of religions. The second knowledge is classic knowledge, which opened up human mind to the influence of natural laws. The third knowledge, which started as a quantum knowledge, deals with the knowledge of atom. These three knowledge, when I gathered and I looked to it and worked on them and thought about that, even though every set of knowledge has to some degree truth in it, which could explain the way we observe every phenomena or event, but not, this is not the way the universe operates. That means all this knowledge is the human's knowledge, human's consciousness created this knowledge, but when we look at the universe, we come up with lots of questions, which at the very stage I wrote it down, all that questions came up to 40 unanswered questions within these three stages of knowledge. On the other hand, the other side of the road pushed me to see how the mind functions and why each person sees everything differently. This concept put me to realize I see two sets of images are functional in our mind. Basic image deals with our senses, and abstract images almost covers up with general knowledge. These two sets of images are the source of conflicts in our mind. Either it creates wars, or personal psychological behaviors. Then when I notice the function of these two knowledge, these two images, then I wanted to connect myself to the source of the to inner source, to source that doesn't have this kind of dogmas or religion or something like that. I had to eliminate eliminate abstract images from my mind and keep it in harmony with the universal mind or the universal consciousness through consciousness atom, which is called soul or the source of inner self. This led me to higher understanding. This higher understanding gave me this, that human conscious, human knowledge up to now has been horizontal with a little slope. But on the other hand, consciousness knowledge is a spiral or vertical, deals with the governing body of the universal laws and order. Now, humanity is in the stage of entering to the understanding the consciousness knowledge. Entire book is about this. I wanted to go to the to know what is the consciousness knowledge is, the blueprint of the consciousness knowledge resides within the function of patterns that are operated within the enforcement of the laws and facts, not upon assumptions or statistics, which are knowledge based on that. For instance, if you look at everything, we say that 30% of this, 20% that, this affects that. All this is coming from our assumption and the model that we have. In fact, our existing knowledge is dictated by the models of mathematics and doesn't cover up consciousness knowledge. Mathematics deals with the assumptions and mentally created symbolic models by using few universal facts and laws. Even though our existing technology and science based on these findings, but nevertheless, it is limited and cannot go beyond human's mind limitation. And if we look at this, we'll see the human knowledge has reached to the end of its stage at this moment, within 3,000 years, 3,500 years. This is the stage that we have to go beyond that. And all our findings cannot really satisfy us because within our inner knowledge dictates us, go ahead. This is not limit. This is the limited knowledge. And so the question is, what is consciousness knowledge? Consciousness knowledge is based on the pyramid of four integrated dimensions: time, energy, space, and mass. Time, that we are familiar, coming a long way from the history of general knowledge up to now that we are using that. It is not the time the universe functions upon it. That means, whatever we think, we put the time on the universe. Universe doesn't have the same kind of timing that we are created by invention and through the rotation of the Earth and around the sun and this kind of thing.
True.
I call this time or human's time as the eventograph of human invention. That means at this very moment that I am talking to you, if you look at your watch, you will see a time, and the way the place that you are sitting, it is your space and my space. Within this time frame, an event is going within this frame of time. It is the human mind's dimension. Einstein said time is that your watch indicates or shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's true, because the universe doesn't recognize this eventograph. On the other hand, the universal times come from fundamental force, which Hindu calls it prana, Taoism calls it vital energy, and I call it FOB, F-O-B,
mm-hmm.
which comes from the force of base. That is time energy or cosmic time. It is a package as a pattern that when two phobs or two cosmic time combine together, create three different patterns. Because this kind of time has direction and has impact upon energy. The outcome of this pattern is either positive, neutral, or negative. Actually, this positive, negative, or neutral, we are. This is the way that we define and understand the level of the energy. But in the universe, it is different levels of vibration it is create that.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, electron is negative, proton is positive, and neutron is neutral. Or in the form of matter and antimatter, electron, positron, and neutrino. These three patterns. That means phobs, in any case, even 1 million of them or one or two of them combined, creates three kinds of pattern at the same time. From this combination, duality is created. We see everything in the universe in the dual form, or one in the sometimes in the neutral form. This is dealing with time, twin times. Because every pattern of four, it has one timing sequence and the other. If two phobs get together, creates twin times. Because when they are merging, they are creating one pattern which the twin times works in it. No matter how many phobs or patterns are combined with each other, ends up with three different patterns. As we see, the entire existence deals with dualities and neutral patterns. This is the way universe starts functioning within itself. But we see, we wanted to understand through our mind, we are creator, our own dimensions and our definition from observing the universe. You see how different it is.
Mm-hmm.
After time, we come to the space. And our conventional understanding of space deals with the width, length, height, three dimensions. The question is, does the universe accept this way of a space? I think not. Because a space, from the universal point of view, is the outcome of the time-energy pattern. As in physics, Gell-Mann, the Nobel Prize winner and the inventor or the discoverer of the quarks, says, energy times time creates force. That's exactly, it's a fact. When time and energy creates force, that means this force must have an action. If we use the twin times here, we'll come up by implying this fact into the twin times, energy will be will create two sets of forces. Okay? Because we are twin times. And each force needs a space to function. So we come up with two sets of forces which create their own spaces. You know, supposing just very briefly, if suppose look to two person, they are fighting a boxing in the ring. In that space, in fact, we call these two guys are fighting each other. And when they are punching each other, punch, it is a force. But in that end, that when the hand goes toward the other one, that energy, that force creates, needs a space to imply the force. This is the how the every pattern, every foe as a force needs a space. And the space is in the universe created by this way. Therefore, every pattern has its own space, which is completely different from the way we think about the space. Every pattern that is formed is the integration of time, energy, and space. Therefore, we cannot really go out and say, this is time, and this is energy, and that is space. The universe doesn't have this kind of separation. All of them are functional within package, so integrated to each other. And the way that we, every pattern that is formed is the integration of time, energy, and space. Because of twin times, we have two patterns. And when they are infused into each other, we'll bring another set of patterns. And these can go on for new sets of patterns. That means when we have twin times, and therefore twin times create two space, two different space, when they are infused to each other, go to each other, create another set of space. Let me give you an example for it. When an egg and a sperm combine together, create one cell. They are merging to each other and create one cell. We don't see it. We see one piece. And the cell, which then divided into the into two new cells. And then every cell creates another two cells. And it will continue till the completion of pattern. So, you see, immediately when you see the duality, it is based on dual forms. Cells, when one cell, which is the combination of the two cells, it is a new pattern, okay? Now we see when they divide, it creates two cells, which there are two new patterns. And each cell, again, divides to two, each one, it is a two new set pattern. And so on, from every direction goes on and on and on and on till it completes the pattern. And we, at the end of completion, we think that it's completed, but even though baby comes out or any which we see as female or male. Because it's still complete pattern at the end has one time of from the twin times. And that's why again these two male and female creates and so and so and so replicate themselves. This is the law. At the first place, and again, if a sperm, well, each one individually was a pattern of time, energy, space, and mass. Their combination after a very short moment. Why I say that short moment? This is the universal time. It is called duration time. Universe, between every pattern, wants to create another pattern. Between this pattern and another pattern, it has a duration. That duration, it is like that jumping an electron from one state to the other state. This is called duration, but I call it here duration time for an understanding. And create a pattern of time, energy, and space, and mass again, and it splits to new cells, as I said. Now, if the universe, we ask our understanding, when the first cell is created from the egg and sperm, one cell, maybe we can say it is in the womb of mother, it is 10 centimeter or 4 inch height, low such, oh, it is standing there. Beautiful. But the two new cells, when it's created, we cannot really say, oh, Mr. Cell, you are being created into such a dimension which I know it. But this new space is not the space that we can create it. That is space, that universal space. I wonder that it is clear or not. Because space is very important to which this time, energy, space is the pattern of a flow. And now we are coming to the mass. When we come to the mass, how it happens? As we descend from the top of the pyramid of four dimensions, gradually. By the way, I call it the energy, time, energy, space as a virtual space or cosmic space. This cosmic space or virtual space are the space that are not visible, but they are functional.
Okay.
But we can see their effect in the mass production. So, when we gradually descend, virtual space or cosmic space enters to threshold of lower vibration and concentrated energy. That means when the folds are combined together, gets heavier, 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 and space becomes denser and denser, which becomes to the threshold, which the energy must go to the lower energy, lower vibration, which here we can see the EMC2, Einstein's formula, is a fact, which in the book I have given some kind of definition. At this moment, virtual space, when it is squeezed and enters to two time, energy, space, which is the result is the mass, here an example. Suppose 1 million folks enters to a mass formation. 700,000 of them create quarks, and the rest of the 300,000 will radiate in different form of vibration. Just imagine a container of 1 gallon of water that you wanted to pour into a glass. You can't pour entire container into a glass, but either you have to empty it into other glasses or spread it around. Virtual space when it comes to the lower energy and the concentrated, it has a different levels of form. Some of them it radiates, which scientists came up as black energy or dark energy. This is the dark energy. This is the dark energy, which when the virtual space gets to the very dense situation, creates mass, the remaining, supposing 300,000 folds, radiates as a dark energy. And this dark energy, even though we don't know what, but it is the communicator, communicate within the entire universe. This is like that you poured one glass of water and the rest you have spread it around.
Right.
Maybe within that around there is a flower and you feed that flower with water.
Right.
And quarks are the combination of different patterns of fold with different weights are the result from the twin tides. Neutrino, a subparticle, is a neutral, which coming from that dark energy. Again, positron and electron are twin tides, matter and antimatter of other twin tides like that. So, when the moment comes, virtual space started to create mass. There are three laws in the universe which are very important. One of them is law of conservation of information. This law states that every pattern, in fact, is an information system. That means this pattern has the information system which is preserved and conserved forever, cannot be changed as it is. The law of conservation of energy, which scientists have came up, it's the result of this law in the universe. So conservation of information and conservation of energy are one of the greatest law and influential. Second is the law of harmonization. This law could be said the law of balance. Every pattern cannot exceed from its limitation. For instance, division of every cell must be in harmony with its information that is carrying. That means on the for instance, a combination of egg and sperm, the first cell, it cannot be divided to three cells or four cells or 1.5 cells. It must go to that its harmonized pattern, to its own blueprint. That you can, therefore this law, it is in there. The third law, it's called law of replication. This law permits every pattern replicate itself according to the two other laws that mentioned. For instance, every bacteria can replicate itself in accordance to its information system. Maybe someone comes and says that sometimes they mutate. Yes, because when you change the environment, another law, it's called survival factor, enters to the system and change the cell, the bacteria, to the new environment, to the new pattern. That is called mutation that we know, for instance, this happened in the cancer, as in the bacteria, they get very, susceptible to the antibiotics and these kind of things, because it is called law of survival factor. There are many other laws in the book which I didn't bring it here, but these three laws are very important for the creation. At the beginning, the creation of the first atom from virtual space was the real Big Bang. You know, Big Bang, as Stephen Hawking says, and many others, they believe that there was for one point such a big explosion happened and created universe and so on. This didn't happen at first. Supposing it happened, it doesn't follow the laws of the physics. For instance, if the dimension of the universe, it is 13 billion years, there are stars with several million light years away from each other. And so, at this very moment, some part of the universe must start created again, because 13 billion years is not the time. Because the speed of life, if we suppose 300,000 miles a kilometer or 168,000 miles per hour, per second, is not the time. So, Big Bang is not that. The real explosion began as soon as the law of replication allowed the creation of atoms within the entire universe. For instance, the very first atom when it's created, that was the Big Bang. Immediately, because law of replication allowed the situation was the same for all, created immediately all the atoms within the entire universe that we know it. Because in the virtual space, there is time, as we said, it is time energy. It is not second or the hour or the year. So this real explosion, the law of replication allowed the creation of atoms within the entire universe. Now, as the virtual space is squeezed more, it gathered more atoms to infuse into the state of infusion. That means virtual space, when it comes to this creating mass, gradually descended to the lower energy, lower vibration, and therefore spread itself entire universe. And all the atoms, hydrogen atoms, gathered. When it is gathered like this, galaxy was started. First galaxy was the creation, first galaxy, because the replication of that first galaxy started again and again and again and again and went on for billions and billions galaxies created.
That's your pattern.
It is a pattern. Pattern is replicate itself. Therefore, within every galaxy, we can see explosion or the Big Bang. So you have unlimited or many, many Big Bangs. No, someone will come say that this process is unlimited. No. The number of galaxies is almost the same number of our brain cell. Why? This is called the brain of the cosmic mind. This is the number of galaxies away because every galaxy has information system, a spatial information system, the same as egg has a spatial pattern of information system, a sperm has the spatial information system. Galaxy, it is the same, even though it is so big. And then this energy within every galaxy carries the same pattern with the entire universe and different energy pattern. For instance, at this very moment, if you wanted to know virtual space, how it works, look at the stars. Look at our own sun. Our own sun at this very moment is in the state of mass formation, that it's coming from the virtual space entering to the mass formation. That infusion of the all the that energy. And this sun, it is at this very moment, it is exactly a virtual space creating mass formation. Now, this is, if we go to the, you know, a little saying in the some of the holy books, or they said that man is an image of God, it has a little truth in it. And humanity, a person, has exactly the same image of the universe or microcosmic scale. Therefore, I am a universal being, but in a very small scale. And now we define consciousness as collective information system, as pattern that deals with the visible and invisible worlds. Therefore, consciousness, it is the blueprint of the creation.
I think that's probably true.
This is the entire creation, how came up to this moment. And there may be some, maybe you could ask me, how consciousness arranged its constitution.
Okay.
As we know, knowledge deals with information systems. Whatever your knowledge is, because you have lots of information in you, within your mind. The question is, what kind of pattern arranges all these information images as information system in the mind as part of the consciousness pattern? This pattern must be universal, not just covers human, but must cover animals, plants, and even solid materials, an entire universe. Consciousness pattern must have information system within that will the system will drive us to understand how our mind perceives information and how does it process. If we know this process, if we know this pattern, therefore I will know how my mind is working. Human mind, through evolution, as mentioned, was subject to two sets of images, basic and abstract images. And through this combination, thought form and tools of communication with each other created and drives us in daily life. every information system has six layers, but I wanted to go very briefly to each name it, and because it takes time and we are getting short of time maybe. It is, we must bear in mind that every single subparticle to giant planet has the mind pattern, which leads into interaction. Layer one covers basic image with first memory. Like everything that we see, you know, we have a first memory in the, in our pattern. Second layer covers formation of images. Whenever you think for anything, you have to create an image. Even if you think about God, you create God in your image. Because otherwise it will be so abstract and you don't know what, which way to go. Even you create angel, you have to create an image. Because information always create image. Layer three, your third layer, it is the center of the second memory. This memory carries all the memories from the creation of subparticle and to life after life, past life, up to this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
All that memories that we think about, it is in the third layer. And all the all our behavior, our psychological behavior, if I get mad, if I kill someone, if I create some problem for them, all that memory goes within the second memory. Within that, there is three laws that I mentioned. One of the laws of balance will create combined patterns, which, you know, in Hinduism and the Buddhism, and then most of them they call it karma, but I call it combined patterns. Wrong combined pattern and good or right combined patterns. Mm. All is in the second memory.
Okay.
And the fourth layer is sorting out information and adjusting it with the laws and rational thinking and established thought forms, and is the source of laws and orders, which is established in our mind. For instance, if I believe I have to kill someone, rational thinking there dictates to me, yes, it is right, because anger creates that order. Therefore, it is the source of ego and passions of mind. This is the third layer. Fifth layer is subconsciousness, which is the source of our intuition and perception. But psychologists, they consider as the hidden information experiences, which I don't believe it, and it is the source of intuition when I will be able to eliminate or get through all these three layers, four layers, come to this fifth layer, intuition or perception of the universe start building up in my mind and comes through. And that's all the knowledge. For instance, Einstein was residing in the subconsciousness, could see how everything was working and therefore brought it into the mathematical formula. And the sixth layer and beyond is the center of the consciousness atom, which I don't want to enter to that because it takes time. These layers cover information system from subparticle to entire universe and entire existence.
Right.
Whenever we look at a piece of rock, flower, bird, animal, just we have to remember that they are creation of time, energy, space, and mass in relation to consciousness atom. In other words, we are creation of consciousness atom, cosmic atom, and physical atom. in harmony of these three atoms that created life and life that we are in. So, nothing is separated from each other by form. We are the creation of ultimate consciousness, which it is the collective consciousness, wholeness, unity, or the unified in the field of consciousness. The last part that I wanted to enter a little bit, it is the black holes and the gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we have about 10 minutes.
Okay. Black holes. Now, you as a medical doctor, and you're familiar with many, you know, people you have met, definitely clairvoyants. They can see beyond the ordinary people, and you have met many people. They can bring a lot of information from other sources, which nobody can bring it. And even they can see the aura, and they say, oh, that aura, it's good, that aura, it's create problem. Virtual space and physical form is connected by a vortex of force to balance conservation of information and conservation of energy. This vortex exists in every single cell and galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the universe, it is called black hole. But in the case of human body, they call it chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Chakra and black hole are the vortex of energy which balances out within entire existence. That vortex, it is the source that creation started building up from virtual space to the mass formation. And even bacteria, one cell, has a black hole. Maybe cannot be seen, which we cannot see the black hole as well in the galaxy. But that connects consciousness atom through that vortex of energy to the outer layer as the manifestation. And the black hole, it is very important in the first beginning of the universe and existence of the universe and continuation of the universe.
Okay.
And also for the chakra. I'm sure that you have met many people, maybe they have, you've been in many seminars that people, they say that your chakra is blocked or the energy doesn't flow and creates diseases. And this is many clairvoyance is people, they can see it. The last part that I wanted to mention is the gravity. Every pattern has to be connected by a glue or a field that makes it stable and sustains it into that formation it has. That means gravity is so. We need a glue to keep all these pieces together in a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
This field is called electrosonic. Not electromagnetic, electrosonic.
Mm-hmm.
Twin times in the virtual space and even in the physical form carries sound wave energy. And energy, twin times, therefore, it is related to the sound wave energy. And the energy carries light wave. So, time energy, which is the four, carries the combination of light and sound, which creates space. That is space as a field. That field, which combines all the patterns together, it is called the gravity wave, or field of gravity wave, which Einstein said it is a wave with an energy. Very little cannot be measured by all that equipment that they have. Because up to this very moment, the big dilemma in the science is the gravity. Because they don't know. That is, they wanted to go to the field and find the field of that gravity. It is related to the electrosonic. That means electrical or the light and sounds together. Sounds have a very little energy and a wave that combines everything together. And the entire universe is covered up with this combination, electrosonic. And there is no place in the universe that this wave or this field of energy, as the gravity, is not functional. But in the scientific field, human mind created a space and time as a gravity because they are using some kind of model which compromise with this field. And they calculate and they go and they make their technology from that. But if they wanted really to find about the field of the gravity, they must go to find the field of energy is accumulated in electrosonic waves. This is what I've been able to, make it brief and concise within this interview.
Well, that's great. If people wanted to read more about this, where can they get your book?
There is this book. It is available in the Amazon.com and Barnes and Noble, and it is available in the Kindle and also published paperback book.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you joining us today for the explanation of this. This is really kind of brings the unified field theory together with, but expanding it out into consciousness rather than just leaving it within the third dimension.
Definitely. You are absolutely right. Yes.
Yeah. So for people who understand because they've read enough and studied enough and also discovered through meditation and other spiritual practices that consciousness is primary. It is the source of everything coming out of it. Then this book is something that will allow them to bring that down, that those patterns and those laws and principles down through virtual reality and then into physical reality.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. You grabbed the essence of the book. <Thank you>.
Well, the book is very, very good to read. It is. It makes you think. I've been studying metaphysics for years, and it was, it's challenging, which is good. And I would highly recommend it for anybody who is looking for the things that connect all of these concepts.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate, Suzanne, for your every help, and thank you for this interview. I hope that it was not boring.
No, anything but boring. This is Dr. Susan Kolb. We've been interviewing Dr. Fatemeh, who is the author of The Episode of Life, Consciousness, Creation, and the Universe. And you can get his book on Amazon.com or in Barnes & Noble. And it's a very interesting read, and one that is I would highly recommend for anybody who is a student of metaphysics. Next week, we're interviewing Lynn Woodland, Making Miracles, Creating New Realities for Your Life and Our World. And then on the 28th, Patricia Monaghan, Meditation, The Complete Guide, Techniques from East to West to Claim the Mind, Heal the Body, and Enrich the Spirit. Noetic Science will be April 19th at 7:15 at the Dunwoody office. It's Quest for Inner Consciousness, Unlock Your Greatest Potential. Sandy Kutsigas will be presenting. Sandy is a nurse, and she has a master's degree in guidance and counseling, and she has will be presenting the Mystery School information, along with her experience in consciousness. Again, thank you very much for joining us today. This is Dr. Susan Kolb. Join us next week.